that he was going to be the father of many nations. Now, here was a dead situation, Darren. We're talking about breathing life, and here was a dead situation where he is receiving a message from God saying that he's going to be a father. His wife is past childbearing age. Abraham is an old man. Now, can he believe God for this?
Well, you see, the first time he spoke to him, he was 75. Now when he talks to him, he's 99.
Oh.
Well, when he's 99, okay. He really begins to detail this covenant or this contract.
Yes.
And he says, you know, I'm going to give you a family. And the old man says, man, I'm dead as dead wood. And my wife is dead. How in the world can we possibly have children?
You know, as but we say God today, is, my sperm count is very low.
Yes, you could say that. And he would say, I'm going to make you exceedingly fruitful. Well, then some things have to change.
They do.
Death is going to have to be replaced by life. There's going to have to be a breath of life come in here for things to change, for the things to happen that God is promising him by contract are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at one point, God said in the book of Deuteronomy, I don't have anybody else to notarize this thing. In other words, he would say in Old Testament words, I don't have anybody to swear by, so I have sworn by my holiness.
Yes.
These things are going to happen. Well, when God speaks to us through Father Abraham, who is the father of faith, and he begins to tell us in the book of Deuteronomy, I'm going to bless everything you put your hands to. You have to have, I believe, a covenant understanding for that to become vital and real, not just legally yours, but vitally yours.
Yes.
I believe you have to have that understanding.
Well, and in a covenant or a contract, there are two parties. Now, the one party, God, he gave his whole identity into this. He poured his whole identity into this. I'm going to give you my name because that's the one thing that is going to be faithful here in this contract is my name. And here, he wanted a man who would believe it and walk with him. A covenant or contract needs two people in agreement. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? There had to be an agreement here.
There's one legal concept today in law. And that's that there has to be some consideration for a contract to be valid. Something has to be given. Well, God has given some consideration here, we would say, and it's not just favor. I'm not talking about that concept, but he is actually going to give him something here.
Mm.
And so there has to be an exchange for there to be a legal contract, at least in a court of law in the United States, we would say that. So here God is saying, I'm going to establish you and your generations after you, I'll make a great nation of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for this to survive Abraham's death, and I believe he was 175 years old when he died, but for that to survive his life and his death and go on to his son and into the grandson and the great-grandsons, we have to read back here in Genesis and Deuteronomy, and we'll see, for example, in Deuteronomy 7:9, where he said to Moses, know this, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to the thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments.
And are we in the thousandth generation?
No, we haven't even got there yet. So in other words, this covenant has been passed on down to us. And it comes to us, you read in the book of Galatians chapter 3, that it came through the seed of Abraham, which is Jesus, on down to us who are believers. But in the Old Testament, this covenant was carried from generation to generations, and it was transferred, the blessing was transferred, from the father or the grandfather down to the seed by the laying on of hands.
Praise God.
And that covenant was transferred. We read about that in the last chapter of Genesis, where the old man, Jacob, passed this on down to Joseph and to his sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they passed that down through the laying on of hands. And he blessed them. In fact, it's kind of an interesting exchange there in the last chapter of Genesis, where the old man wanted to bless the younger and not the older. And the father of the two children intervened. He said, no, Dad, you got it wrong. But the old man crossed his arms, and he blessed Ephraim to be over Manasseh, who was the older child. And he was passing on down, I believe, the Abrahamic covenant to that son.
Yes, I believe
he was. Would you agree with that?
Also, yes. I want to say one thing here. When that contract was made, you said something needs to be transferred.
Consideration.
Right. And what God did in the 15th chapter of Genesis is he told Abraham to get an offering ready, to get a burnt offering ready. And this burnt offering was the establishment of that covenant. And as Abraham believed, and it says in the 6th verse, he believed in the Lord. That is so important, Darren. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he must believe that he is. We must believe in the Lord.
No, that's Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, I'm sorry, 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. So we know that the believing in God is so important. And here in Genesis 15.
Now, just a minute. That believing in God is a giving of a spiritual substance to God.
It is.
Unseen to an unseen God, but you're giving. If faith is the substance and you have faith in God, you're giving him substance. That's an exchange which starts to bring some legality here to the contract. Now, God is speaking to us. He is giving us a substance of faith. He is also saying, here's a plan. I'm going to put it in your heart. Then I'm going to validate it by carrying it out for you.
Yes, that's right. Now, here, God is requiring Abraham to bring an offering. Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old female goat, and a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Now, praise the Lord, we don't have to do this in this day and age. We bring our offerings. And I believe, Darren, this was one of the first concepts of that tithe offering that we bring to the Lord so that he can take it and use it and prosper us in return. But here, Abraham brought these, cut them in two, and laid them opposite each other. The Lord brought a mighty fire and a smoke and devoured that offering, but in the process established the covenant in Abraham. It was established there.
Well, since you're talking about Genesis 15, back in the very first verse, he said, do not fear, Abram. I'm a shield to you. Now, this is before his name was changed.
Mm-hmm.
And your reward shall be very great. It goes on down to say in verse 6, then he believed in the Lord, he reckoned it to him as righteousness. Mm-hmm. Now here the man believed in God. He was releasing, even though he hadn't been taught a lot about faith as we know today, he was releasing that substance to God, so this covenant was being validated between God, the unseen God, and a man.
That is miraculous. That is miraculous. But that's the way our God wants us to have a relationship with him. In this 15th chapter, this is such an important chapter. Darren, you're right. God is telling Abraham all the things that are going to happen to him. Not only are his descendants going to go to a strange land and they're going to be slaves for 400 years, but also they're going to walk out of that impossible situation. Again, that death stream, he's going to help them walk out of that death stream into a life that he has promised for them.
Now, I like exact numbers. They were 430 years. And the Bible will say they were there to the day.
To the day.
Before the great Exodus took place.
Wow.
And that's part of the covenant here. But if we go over to, and I'd like to slip over, I'm kind of jumping around here a little bit, which is part of my nature.
It is.
It is.
And those of you who are listening, you know that it is.
Now, in Deuteronomy 8, it says in the 18th verse, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who is giving you power to get wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the reason for that. That he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is or remains this day. So he was giving them the power, and they became very wealthy. Abraham became very wealthy in every way. You can read that in Genesis 24. Well, God was saying, this money has an assignment. This wealth has an assignment. And one of the assignments is to prove that I am establishing my covenant with you. Well, then if we go over to Deuteronomy 28, here's what it says. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all he's commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Now the reason the blessing is going to overtake you is God is establishing his covenant with every succeeding generation because of what he said to Grandpa, great-great-great-great-grandpa Abraham.
Yes, that's right.
And that faith and that blessing is coming on down. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl, in other words, your bank account. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come against you one way and flee seven ways. The Lord will, and this is the one I like, 8th verse, the Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and all you put your hand to. He will bless you in the land which the Lord God gives you.
Mm.
Now, just this morning, I went to a place to pick up some paper, some envelopes for our new magazine. And I asked them if, am I receiving the printer's prize? Because we do so much printing, we qualify to be a printer. She says, I don't know, let me look in the computer. Anyway, the long and the short of this is they cut our paper cost 20%.
Mm.
Now, who did that? It wasn't me asking. It was the Lord establishing his covenant, blessing the work of